finishing up with the Israel lobby trying to take over MAGA, trying to intimidate all the top thought leaders, turn into a warmongering, anti-free speech, just scumbag operation. And that's really what's happening. Here's the Heritage Foundation, Kevin Roberts' response to this intimidation. I think he knocked it out of the park.
I'll have more to say on this in the coming days, but today I want to be clear about one thing. Christians can critique the state of Israel without being anti-Semitic. And of course, anti-Semitism should be condemned. My loyalty as a Christian and as an American is to Christ first and to America always. When it serves the interests of the United States to cooperate with Israel and other allies, we should do so, with partnerships on security, intelligence, and technology. But when it doesn't, conservatives should feel no obligation to reflexively support any foreign government, no matter how loud the pressure becomes from the globalist class or from their mouthpieces in Washington. The Heritage Foundation didn't become the intellectual backbone of the conservative movement by canceling our own people or policing the consciences of Christians. And we won't start doing that now. We don't take direction from comments on X, though we are grateful for the robust free speech debate. We also don't take direction from members or donors, though we are inherently grateful for their support, and we're adding more every day. This is the robust debate we invite with our colleagues, our movement friends, our members, and the American public. We will always defend truth. We will always defend America, and we will always defend our friends against the slander of bad actors who serve someone else's agenda. That includes Tucker Carlson, who remains, and as I have said before, always will be a close friend of the Heritage Foundation. The venomous coalition attacking him are sowing division. Their attempt to cancel him will fail. Most importantly, the American people expect us to be focusing on our political adversaries on the left, not attacking our friends on the right. I disagree with, and even abhor, things that Nick Fuentes says. But canceling him is not the answer either. When we disagree with a person's thoughts and opinions, we challenge those ideas in debate. And we have seen success in this approach as we continue to dismantle the vile ideas of the left. As my friend Vice President Vance said last night, what I am not okay with is any country coming before the interests of American citizens, and it is important for all of us, assuming we are American citizens, to put the interest of our own country first. That's where our allegiance lies, and that's where it will stay.
So, again, here's the message to the Likudniks that want to take over the administration. I mean, I guess you can't blame them. They want to go ahead and make a run at it. And they don't care if it creates a bunch of anti-Semitism. They just raise money off that and play victim. I'm just here trying to communicate to just the public in general, including Jews and everybody who aren't, you know, just out there running their daily business and don't understand what's going on here. This is sick. And this is an attempt to intellectually really reinstall the whole neocon vision that Netanyahu was at the center of, that we had with Herbert Walker Bush's son, George W. So when the corporate media attacks you and calls you Hitler, you get more popular. In fact, people are so sick of the censorship, a lot of people like Hitler, which I don't. But that should tell you something. When Hitler's more popular in Israel, and in Hitler is, in 2025, calling Tucker Hitler will just make people that hate you like him, and then it'll also get crazy people that are dumbed down to think he is Hitler and try to go kill him. So just so you know, the Hitler buzzword doesn't work anymore. I got a few more clips on this and the censorship, and then I'm going to move into other big topics and open the phones up today. But I wanted to address this front and center because this is bigger than just an attack on the First Amendment for Tucker Carlson. This is an attempt by the Likudniks to take over the Trump administration and the conservative populist movement, America First, by labeling anything pro-America as Hitler, worship of Israel, being Christian.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have you know, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're now into hour number 2 on this Monday, November 3rd, 2025 transmission. I've just spent most of the last hour talking about the Likudnik, Israel First, AIPAC, neocon lobby trying to take over the Republican Party, trying to take over MAGA, trying to say that anyone that doesn't do exactly what Netanyahu says, anyone that is against a war that Israel wants, anybody who's against censorship, anybody that does not do exactly what the Likudniks say is Hitler, and that Tucker Carlson is actually the biggest threat to Jews in America and the world by extension. They actually said that. And that he's got to be taken out like a fox in a hen house. He's got to be neutralized. And they've got all this legislation at the state level, some of it's passed in Texas, Florida, you name it, you got a concrete company that's been building roads for 20 years? Sorry. Your owner made a criticism of Israel. Any criticism, you're not allowed to have state contracts. That's what the Nazis did when they said, you know, at first, when Hitler got in 33, he said, oh, you're Jewish. You can't have state contracts. You can't have government contracts. Then it expanded out from there. That's what the social credit score is that Larry Fink and all of them want right now. They already put it in China. So we've seen this movie before, and whether it comes from Adolf Hitler or whether it comes from Congressman from Florida, Randy Fine, we're done. You've got AOC and you've got people like Ilhan and Omar that really do hate Jews and really are what you'd call classically want to get rid of Israel and push it in the ocean. MTG just doesn't want the Israel lobby controlling us. So she's Hitler. Same thing with Tucker. And so this is really a jumping the shark moment. And by coming out and getting mad that he interviewed, he gave him a pretty tough interview in a lot of ways, Nick Fuentes, and trying to say you deserve to die like a fox in a hen house because of it. If something happens to Tucker, you know, you guys are to blame. And then people say, oh, see, like Charlie Kirk. Oh, Israel killed Charlie Kirk. Never saw evidence of that. Though there is a cover-up going on by Cash Patel blocking any investigation into foreign assistance by Tulsi Gabbard, and they say they did find evidence. They didn't say from where. And killing any investigation of any domestic people helping him, which we know they were there. Oh, I'm the shooter, not the guy on the roof. Guy gets arrested. Political operative. 6 trannies say Charlie Kirk will be dead tomorrow when he comes to town at the university in Utah. He was. Then they brag the next day. See, told you so. Where is the investigation of that? So now this has gotten really bad. But regardless of that, we have, under Netanyahu, the Israel First lobby, trying to bully and take out the top supporters and top intellectual thought leaders of the Republican Party. That's why they want me off the air, because I have a huge influence. And now they've moved their attack to Tucker Carlson. And, of course, it's only energizing him. His audience is only getting even bigger, way bigger than it was on Fox. And that's why they've moved to, well, we better just take out the fox like you do in a hen house, neutralize him. So let's go ahead and go to J.D. Vance last week at Turning Point USA. He got a bunch of these questions, giving a perfect answer. I agree with that. Where we can work with Israel, we will. We're not enemies with Israel, but we're America first. Not groveling and bowing down to Israel. But notice the huge applauses. Notice that everywhere he goes, he gets these questions. Trump has said, man, my constituents really don't like Israel. They just don't like Israel being involved in every facet of our lives, like the Democrat Party trying to control us too. I don't think we should foam at the mouth about Israel and join the Islamists and all those people. And yeah, you see the Young Turks and others now showing clips of me and clips of Tucker out of context. Oh, look, they're with us now. No, we're not. You can have an issue with the Islamists and with Netanyahu and the Likudniks. You can have, it's like motorcycle gangs. You can be one motorcycle gang and there's a couple others you don't like either one of them, okay? Or one you know is pure cancer, the other, could change, but you're it's still making a move on you. So I look at things very pragmatically, how they actually work. And again, I don't couch that I, don't want to kill all the Jews so the Jews don't get me. That's how I really feel. I'm certainly not with the crazy Nazis that think I get secret paychecks from Netanyahu and, constantly send me threats against my family. We're going to kill you and you Jews. But also understand running around calling popular populists that are just trying to speak the truth Nazis and saying they should be taken out energizes the crazies on the other side. But you know what? Those crazies out there aren't getting legislation passed to put you in jail for 5 years if you hand out anti-Semitic pamphlets in Florida. So go ahead and roll J.D. Vance and then go right into this article. It's from this article. AIPAC-funded reps seek crackdown on anti-Semitism with bill to censor social media. And here they are with Greenblatt. So they have this at the federal and state level. Here they are with the Democrat Josh Gottheimer and Don Bacon. And, here they are just saying, we can't allow this. You can't talk bad about Israel. Yeah, you can. And the more you try to stop people from doing it, the more they do it. But that I know has been going on a while. So I cover it as much as need be, but it's not the number one issue for me. But now I've just spent an hour and 12 minutes on it because you're making it front and center and you're now trying to take over the Republican Party and bully everybody. And it's not going well. It's like you ran into a brick wall because you did, but you're not stopping. And you know what? After you play these clips, just play the meta lady. It's a short clip. And then play clip one again, too, just so you can hear this for yourself. Tucker is the number one threat to Jews in the world. This is out of the mouth of a Republican congressman who has a lot of clout out of Florida. This guy is trying to create an explosion. I mean, if I wanted to get people to hate Jews, if I wanted to add fuel to the fire, I would say what the head of Meta says. I would say what he says. I would do exactly what you're doing. That's why I'm so upset. Because then I look at where this leads. Not good for anybody. Maybe good for you in the short term because you can play victim and get a bunch of donations, but God almighty, man. Woo! Here, go to the clips.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak. I'm a Christian man, and I'm just confused why that there's this notion that we might owe Israel something, or that they're our greatest ally, or that we have to support this multi-hundred-billion-dollar foreign aid package to Israel to cover this, to quote Charlie Kirk, ethnic cleansing in Gaza. I'm just confused why this idea has come around, considering the fact that not only does their religion not agree with ours, but also openly supports the prosecution of ours.
Yeah, so let's say a few things about this. First of all, when the President of the United States says America first, that means that he pursues the interests of Americans first. That is our entire foreign policy. And that doesn't mean that you're not going to have alliances, that you're not going to work with other countries from time to time. And that is what the president believes, is that Israel, sometimes they have similar interests to the United States and we're going to work with them in that case. Sometimes they don't have similar interests to the United States. And this example, the most recent Gaza peace plan that all of us have been working on very hard for the past few weeks, the president of the United States could only get that peace deal done by actually being willing to apply leverage to the state of Israel. So when people say that Israel is somehow manipulating or controlling the president of the United States, they're not controlling this president of the United States, which is one of the reasons why we'd be able to have some of the success that we've had in the Middle East. Now, you ask about, you know, sort of Jews disagreeing with Christians on certain religious ideas. Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the realities is that Jews do not believe that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. Obviously, Christians do believe that. There are some significant theological disagreements between Christians and Jews. My attitude is, let's have those conversations. Let's have those disagreements when we have them. But if there are shared areas of interest, we ought to be willing to do that too. For example, I really care about, one thing I really, really care about is the preservation of the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem. Christians believe that that is the site where Jesus Christ was crucified and also that his tomb is right there as well. My attitude is, if we can work with our friends in Israel to make sure that Christians have safe access to that site, that's an obvious area of common interest. I'm fine with that. What I'm not okay with is any country coming before the interests of American citizens, and it is important for all of us, assuming we're American citizens, to put the interest of our own country first. That's what we're going to do. That's what we try to do every single day, I promise you. Thank you.
So the spell has been lifted. To the left, having, you know, trans people brainwash small children and cut their genitals off as their sacrament. To the right wing, just worshiping whoever's in charge in Israel has been the religion. It's over. And these attempts at intimidation and getting everybody in line are only going to blow up in your face. Again, here's Meta. You got to watch the full clip. It's crazy. But she says it right here. We're censoring. We're controlling. We're not letting you even call people Zionists. Remember, the ADL doesn't want to say the OK sign is bad, too. That means Hitler. Anything they say is now anti-Semitic, they can ban. The arrogance of it. And then one more time, Randy Fine saying that Tucker is the number one threat. He is Hitler returned. The rebirth of Hitler. Here it is.
We banned content with harmful stereotypes about Jews, such as the claim that Jews run the world or other major institutions. We updated our policies to recognize that the term Zionist can be used as a proxy for Jews and Israelis. We banned content claiming Zionists run the world or control the media. And we do not allow for dehumanizing comparisons of Zionists. It's a delicate balance between safety and expression. My role is to ensure that the voices of Israelis and the Jewish community are heard in this policymaking process.
But I'm here for the kids down here, because it's easy to talk about anti-Semitism on the left. I want to talk about the dark force rising on our side. Multiple speakers have talked about the rise of anti-Semitism on the right. But it is not enough to speak in platitudes or generalities about the fight. We must call evil by its name. 5 years ago, if I was talking to my father, who's watching, hi dad, if I was talking to my father at 8:59 p.m. at night, he would say, Randy, I gotta go. Tucker Carlson's gonna be on. But make no mistake, today, Tucker Carlson is the most dangerous anti-Semite in America. He has chosen to take on the mantle of leader of a modern-day Hitler Youth, to broadcast and feature those who celebrate the Nazis, those who call for the extermination of Israel, to defend Hamas, to even criticize President Trump for stopping Iran's nuclear ambitions. Friends, make no mistake, Tucker is not MAGA. Tucker's fall from grace has been one of the most extraordinary implosions in political history. And the rapidity of it has created real challenges for us all. Because our friends don't have our shared experience. I even deal with this with my colleagues in the House. See, they remember the Tucker of 5 years ago. They don't live with anti-Semitism every day. They don't think about it the way that we do. And it's jarring for them to try to understand, how did this person become who he is today? But the challenge is, he's inspired a movement of hate in our midst. And I'm not done calling people out.
You know who inspired it? People like you, fat ass, Randy Fine. Tucker literally was against full war with Iran. He's been anti-war for 14, 15 years. He's apologized for being pro-war before. And then he got called anti-Semitic and demonized, and he interviews all sorts of interesting people and asks Fuentes a lot of tough questions. And I disagree with some of the stuff Fuentes says. I mean, Stalin's a great person? Come on. He just does that to be shocking. But then you can't call for violence against people like Josh Hammer is. So I'm going to finish up with this, but here's what I want to do. I want to open the phones up, at least in the first round. So I don't screen your calls 95% of the time. But by screen, most talk shows say, we're on this subject, and they decide if they want to talk to you. And I get it. Some callers kind of sound numb or dumb. But you know, they also use it to really control the narrative so people can't be heard. We, in general, don't screen calls other than when the helicopter collided over Reagan International. I said, hey, we're taking calls from air traffic controllers, either civilian or military. And we had 2 hours of incredible experts that turned out to all be right. And it was amazing TV and radio. So I do screen when I specifically ask for people to call in on a subject. I don't screen what you're going to say. I just want a clean phone line and you're then welcome to speak. So in the first round, when we fill up the first board, after that it'll be a free-for-all, I want to give Jews, whether they're in Israel, whether they're in Germany, whether they're in Mexico, whether they're in the U.S., particularly the U.S., a chance to call in and respond to what I've said in the last hour and 20 minutes and to the things I put forward. I think that's interesting. I think that's riveting. I think that's informative. And then we'll open the phones up for everybody. And I know what we're going to get. We're going to get about 70% anti-Israel because it's all been boiled down to that. Well, I'm not with the Islamists. I'm not with AOC. I'm not with Ilhan Omar. I'm not with Mamdani. See, it's the new clash is either pro-Israel or anti-Israel. How about Israel's got different leaders? How about Netanyahu's not doing a good thing? How about he stood down on October 7th? How about Israel created Hamas? How about Israel's got its problems? But also, why is Israel the main topic? Well, mainly because the censors and the control and the Israel lobby is really trying to take control of our country. And it's saying, you're not MAGA, Alex Jones. You're not MAGA, Tucker Carlson. Now they're attacking J.D. Vance. He said, hey, yeah, no. We'll work with Israel when we can. Want to be friends, but don't try to control us. That's because J.D. Vance knows which way the wind blows. So the spell of the Israel lobby and the Christian Zionists having control of the right wing in America is over. We know the Jews went, and that's great, and helped get Trump elected and donated, and all that stuff's great because the left's so frothing, literally, the universities literally want to push you into the ocean and kill you. I don't. And I don't want them to do it, and I don't want Netanyahu to tee you up as the villains for it to happen. You got your place. It's over there. It's tiny. Wish you success. All that. I get you're surrounded. Okay. You beat Hezbollah. You beat Hamas. But Netanyahu wants to keep it going. And that's where Tucker is. And he understands, talking to top geopolitical experts, how dangerous this is. And he does know it's not true. But you're doing it. Because if you can crack him, then you can make the Heritage Foundation, everybody else be scared of you and adopt whatever you say. All the warmongering, all the censorship, all of it. And that's why, gloves are off, I'm exposing you. Now, maybe you're Jewish and agree with me. Maybe you agree with something, don't agree with something. Maybe you actually think I'm Hitler and secretly have a big Hitler tattoo as a tramp stamp on my ass, which actually I do. I'm joking. The point is that this is a chance for Jews, and I know we're going to have people that say they're Jewish and call in and then start spewing Hitler stuff. That's lying to get on air. You can call in later. I'm going to hang up on you if you do that, okay? This is a chance for Jews to call in and give your perspective here on the air. Because I'm all about being truly fair and balanced, and I also think this will be riveting radio and TV. So here's the toll-free number, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And interspersed, you know, I'm going to hit all the other military news, the economy news, the snap news, the air traffic shutdown news, day 33. I mean, there's so much more here, but nope. The Democrats were trying to destroy the country and take our free speech, so I've been in a fight with them. And now the Israel lobby's coming in the vacuum trying to run things, and so you're making yourself the center of attention. Well, I'll definitely dance with that then, because they saw me as the biggest talk show host in the last 8 years and tried to take me down. And now they see Tucker as the biggest for political news, which he is, which I'm happy to be right behind him. I'm serious. Being number one is, woo! I mean, I'm still getting shot up politically constantly, and it's not fun when you're number one, but it's a mission. And so I'm here to defend number one, and he's a great guy. Boy, aren't we blessed to have a number one like that? I mean, when Musk does stuff, he's number one, bigger than us all combined. I'm just telling like it is. Trump is the president. He's obviously number one for reaching people, but he's got a lot of stuff going on and covers a lot of topics, which I get. It's very refreshing. But... yeah, Dinesh D'Souza's attacking Tucker now. Warns of mass desertions of minorities from the GOP following racist attacks on Ramaswamy. I mean, they're elevating nothing comments online like the left does. Oh, look, some young Republicans were saying racist stuff. That's all the Republicans. But now we have the Israel lobby and their adjuncts, which I like Dinesh D'Souza. He's done a lot of great work, but he's an Israel firster. To a great extent. He believes it aligns with America. In fact, let's get to D'Souza on ASAP. I want to debate him about this. And I'm not going to do some foreign policy debate with him. I can do that too. I'm just talking about, come on, dude. Elevating, oh, God, the Republicans are going to lose their base. Right when we're getting triple the blacks, triple the Hispanics voting for us, people see through it all. Oh, no, now we have the Republican neocon wing to tell us, oh, actually, because Tucker Carlson interviewed Nick Fuentes, Trump's Hitler too. This is a cheap trick, folks. This is exactly what I'm talking about. This is the Israel lobby making a run at us, trying to take the party over. That's why I'm harping on it. Like, Israel's not my main focus until they were about to have us go to full war with Iran. Then I was all Israel all the time. Because whatever the issue is, I'm on it. I'm like running around trying to put these fires out. So... this is a chance for Jewish Americans, Israelis, no matter where you live, you speak English, because I'm sorry, that's the only language I can speak well. We'll talk to you, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, and we'll take your calls coming up. I do have the clip I didn't get to of the federal legislation they're trying to pass to restrict free speech with AIPAC pushing it. And that's a short clip. We'll come back, we'll finish up with that, and then we'll go to your calls. Don't forget, we have the biggest sale going right now in the history of theAlexJonesStore.com. 25% off store-wide on top of 50% off on all the supplements when you sign up for auto-ship canceling time. There's a bunch of other big sales and discounts there on the site as well. When you become a VIP for $30 a month canceling time, you get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers, widest selection of Patriot apparel, the very best products. Ultramethylene Reb is a limited run. It's incredible. It's about to sell out probably today. Get it while you still can. Ultramethylene Red now at theauctionstore.com. What out there could have an effect like methylene blue and synergistically work with it to boost it and supercharge it? So I got with Bigley. They've been making supplements long before I got with them. And I got with Chase, who's really smart. And I said, I want you to go to a couple of different formulators and ask them what you think's the best. Announcing, ladies and gentlemen, Ultramethylene Red. Now, this bottle is three times the size of an ultramethylene blue bottle because it's to have the formula, you got to have a lot more stuff in it. But this, ladies and gentlemen, is amazing. And it just came in yesterday. I took it with the methylene blue. Incredible workout today. Clarity, focus, it is so amazing. And it works with methylene blue. And it works without it. And unlike ultramethylene blue that you can't take if you're on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor or certain other medications, nothing in this has any of those counterindications, but still consult your physician. But when you take it with ultramethylene blue, it just does synergistic things that are amazing. I mean, I had this idea like a month into methylene blue exploding. I said, we got to come out with something that's complementary or even better. This is the research from that. You can buy three bottles, get 25% off. Buy two bottles, get 20% off. Buy one bottle, get 15% off. And when you subscribe and you cancel any time, it locks it in at 50% off at thealexjonesstore.com. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen. And it's available right now exclusively. Limited first run. A little more comes in a month, but they got a limited run. Chase, tell us about what is in Ultra Methylene Red.
Well, I got to tell you, I've never been prouder of a product launch than I am of this. I really had a heavy hand in this.
So we are officially the first company through the Alex Jones Store that's ever even invented or launched something like this called Methylene Red. So I'm incredibly proud. And so we put this together as both a methylene blue super enhancer, especially with the cognitive focus benefits, the mitochondria empowerment, and the brain dropping off an extra electron for the brain cells. But it's also an incredible standalone product. I mean, just to give you an example, Alex, one of our best sellers when we were still operating the InfoWars store was Ultra 12. And this has everything that Ultra 12 had in it. 206,000% your daily value of vitamin B12 through methylcobalamin. So this is all backed by studies, by the way. We looked very carefully into this. The P5P form of B6 that cranks out GABA, serotonin, and dopamine like a neurotransmitter factory. It's got 5,000 micrograms of neurological B12 that regrows damaged nerve cells and shields your memory from the brain drain agenda from the globalists. It's got 5 grams of TMG, a methyl donor juggernaut that recycles homocysteine, fueling DNA repair and detoxifying your brain. It's got acetyl L-carnitine in it. It's a brain-penetrating carnitine that floods your mitochondria with ATP, which is basically energy and reverses cognitive aging. It's got uridine monophosphate in it, the synaptogenesis rocket fuel that grows new dendritic spines and locks in razor-sharp memory, and just so much more. It's even got the CoQ10 in it, of course, which is huge, huge product that we've sold in different forms in the past. But this is the most impressive compilation of ingredients that I've ever seen in a supplement. I'm very proud that we launched it. I'm very proud that it's our second tincture on the market. And when I'm looking through these studies, I mean, here are the benefits that are listed: migraine prevention, cardiovascular help, antioxidant, cellular protection. We've got neurotransmitter synthesis and mood helps people with depression, according to these studies that I've looked at here. Even energy and fatigue reduction, more cardio production, cognitive support, mood cognition, endothelial function. I mean, it goes on and on. Nerve regeneration, cognitive and mood support.
So that's what you're getting with us, Ultramethylene Red. Everything we sell is the most insanely powerful, best thing we can come up with, because this is what we take, and it's common sense to want to sell somebody something that really works. So that's why everybody just raves and raves and raves about the products at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, well, everybody that wants to call in and give whatever your diverse view is on Israel and what's happening with the attempted hostile takeover by Netanyahu and AIPAC of the Republican Party in MAGA, won't have to wait long, because I opened the phones up, left them open for Jews to come in and have the first say here, because I've been going for an hour and a half, and we've got 4 callers. Maybe more are going to come in. Yeah, when I get put on a special topic like, hey, air traffic controllers call in, 20 phone calls fill the board. So don't be squeamish. Don't be scared. I mean, I really want to talk to you. I want to have a debate at an adult level about this. I don't see how anybody can disagree with me if they're smart. I mean, this is really bad. But it's simple. There's a vacuum. The Democrats have fallen on their face. They're dying as a party. All the numbers are there. Lowest approval rating, record low fundraising. And I get it. The powerful Jewish lobby, and there's other big lobbies too, saw the Democrats literally want to destroy Israel and literally do love Hitler. And so the Democrats and the Jewish Democrats finally went, wow, this is really dumb. Trump doesn't want to blow us up. But that doesn't mean, just because Trump is an anti-Israel, that now he's on a leash and does whatever you say. And then that doesn't mean you pick the biggest Trump supporter talk show host and try to destroy him to scare everybody else. We know what you're doing. So thank you for helping get Trump in. We don't want to blow up Israel. We don't want to drive you into the sea from the mountains of the sea. We don't like Ilhan Omar or Tlaib or any of them or Mondami. But we also don't walk around on a leash, okay? This is America first. And that's where I stand, just like J.D. Vance said. And I've had the leftist Jews, the ADL, and the right-wing Jews forever try to cast me as Hitler because I was trying to influence the Republican Party, and I'm a populist, and what I'm saying is popular. They're like, if this guy succeeds, all our special interests won't be able to do what we want. There's always powerful interests that want to run the most powerful country in the world. I'm very pragmatic about it. I'm very real about it, okay? I don't have in my basement a picture of Hitler and Nazi flag, and I jack off to it, okay? But I also don't jerk off to an Israeli flag is what I'm trying to say. And I abhor the left and the Islamists, you know that. But the course you're on is highly destructive. You need to turn back, and it's blowing up in your face. And I've basically stated that. I'm going to stop now. But when the left comes out with all this anti-free speech legislation, I oppose it. And then when the Israel lobby congressmen do, sometimes wearing Israeli Defense Force outfits on the floor of Congress, I mean, what? Imagine if somebody was a dual citizen in Israel and they're in the Knesset and they show up in an Air Force outfit. They'd be like, what are you doing, dude? It's insulting. Stop. It's just, come on. Please. Because this, we've got China to deal with. We got so many. We got transhumanism, the AI wars, the Russia, China, all of this. But instead, I can't stop it. It's all about clash of civilizations again. And this is now the clash. This is beyond dangerous. So I'll take your calls, and then we'll just open the phones up to everybody. In fact, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 folks that say they're Jewish. I'm sure some of these are going to be false flags, and they won't be, but we'll see. It's an honor system here. And then now after this, free for all, whatever your view is, whatever your idea is, what do you make of what I've said? What do you think of my critique? Am I wrong? Am I right? I really want to be challenged because it always steals sharp and steel. And I'm not worried about being challenged. I want to be challenged. Sometimes I get things explained to me. But you say you get the call. I'm getting the call right now. That's another thing, to be fair. All sorts of political lobbies call and lobby talk show hosts and say, don't do this, don't do that. So the idea that it's just Jewish lobbies that call people and say, hey, you might not want to, come over to Israel, see what it's really like. All these groups do that. So the Muslims do it too. The Mormons do it. Everybody tries to get people to come see their thing and, buy into their operation or whatever. So, I, I'm a realist, ladies and gentlemen, but you can literally make the joke now that we're about to get the call. So, let's go ahead and start going to your calls. I mentioned this clip, so let's play this. This is the last one of so many I have. AIPAC-funded reps seek crackdown on anti-Semitism with bill to censor social media. And they're literally like, we just can't let people criticize Jews. Do you understand when you do that, you only make it 100 times bigger? And again, so much of what I see said about Jews is not true. It's laughable. But it doesn't matter. There are people online saying the most insane things about me all day. And I just make a joke about it. Like J.D. Vance dressed up like the meme of him with the curly hair and all of it and with the crazy eyes. That's what you do. You don't become the thing people say you are. All right, here's the clip. We'll go to your calls.
This bipartisan legislation will require social media companies to release detailed public reports of violations of their terms of service and to outline how they're addressing these violations, which includes the use of their platforms by terrorist groups. Every day companies fail to report this information, it will result in a $5 million fine. Social media companies can no longer hide the crimes that take place on their platforms, especially when they pose a threat to America's national security. And we're very proud this bill has the backing of the Anti-Defamation League.
I saw anti-Semitism for the first time when I was 15 years old. I had good parents who taught me it was wrong, but it left a lasting impression on seeing my first incident as a teenager. And if you're on my social media, you see it every day from people that are responding back with what I consider clearly anti-Semitic kind of messages on social media. I even saw a article today. It was about me, but talking about we had opposed congressmen who are pro-Zionists, right? And you're like, in other words, it's all over our social media, and it's unacceptable. And when I saw the protests out here the last 2 days, they were vile, right? They were, you can see the anti-Semitism in their comments and how they were treating some of our members of Congress who are Jewish. And I saw that firsthand. It's unacceptable. And so we want to be in a country that makes clear that anti-Semitism or any kind of racism is repugnant, unacceptable, not allowed in my space, and we have zero tolerance for it. And people should feel like that they're scorned for having these ideas and espousing these ideals. And we need to work with our social media companies to clean this up, because what is going on is wrong. And I think it's further influencing other young, more people that more, you know, can be influenced by what they're seeing. That's more that this is acceptable behavior. It is not. So we need to hold these companies accountable and work with them to take it off the airwaves. So I'm glad to work with my good friend on this. I appreciate Mr. Greenblatt being here as well.
I applaud Congressman Gottheimer, Congressman Bacon, for reintroducing the Stop Hate Act. It's bipartisan. That's launched not because they are Democrat or Republican, because they're patriots who understand what our country needs to hold the tech companies accountable and to get them to curb the content.
We banned content with harmful steroids.
All right, so that's anti-First Amendment. It's only making it worse. We're going to take your calls now in the order that they have been received. Let's go to Amanda in Florida, who says she's Jewish, who has her take on this. Thanks for calling, Amanda. What do you think about what I've been saying and what's happening?
Alex, I agree with everything you've been saying so far. I really do.
Elaborate on that. I mean, so you don't think Tucker Carlson is the new Hitler?
No, of course not. No. No. I mean, I don't have much to add to what you say, because to put it simply, I simply agree with you. And it's unfortunate. We really need to get to the bottom of who is paying these influencers to put out these talking points, because they're smart enough to know better.
Well, you sound like a smart lady. I mean, where do you think this is going? I just know that why is this even, why is this everything? Why is this happening?
I don't know. I mean, if you're Israeli, you're Israel first, I suppose, which makes sense. And you want to leverage your power within the United States, but it doesn't work for us. We can't be America first and Israel first all the time.
So I think what J.D. Vance said was very measured, is exactly what I believe.
Yeah, very. Very. We'll just have to see if he backtracks, if he cowers to the pressure. I was disappointed to see what happened with the Heritage Foundation.
Well, let's remember what Netanyahu has, like a 15% approval rating in Israel. That's why I defend people in Israel, because I know most of them don't even agree with this.
You know, after the man from the Heritage Foundation made his statement, I was about to donate money to him, but then he backtracked.
I must have missed it. Did he backtracked off that statement?
Yes, he did.
Oh, wow, yes, I didn't know that. What did he do?
I don't have it verbatim. Maybe your staff can pull it up, but he made a quote-unquote clarification.
Well, I mean, let's be clear. Nick likes to be a edgelord, and I've tried to talk to him a lot about de-escalating things, which he's done some. Like, this isn't a joke, Nick. You have a lot of power. And, you know, like, oh, I love Stalin. I'm like, come on. So, you know, but at the same time, Tucker did a pretty serious interview with him and, you know, has been pretty mad at him. So, again, to try to say that everything Nick says is what Tucker believes is just not true. Thanks for the call. But it doesn't matter. Those are interesting interviews. I mean, remember Jerry Springer interviewing David Duke? I mean, just come on, people. Great points. Appreciate you calling. Dan in Arizona, who says he's Jewish. What's your take on this?
First of all, just want to state this. I'm a Jew for Jesus. My family, my heritage goes back to the Spanish Inquisition. My grandfather migrated here from Cuba in the late 50s. He worked for Havana Airlines. In doing so, in that he had worked with Mossad and had Mossad contacts on his way to the United States before he came a citizen. In my opinion, they helped him become a citizen. The way my grandfather rose through politics here in Arizona, when he died last year, they were calling him an institution in Arizona, Alberto Gutierrez, okay? But he's one of those people that worshipped the Israeli flag and not necessarily, he wasn't a necessarily what you would call a practicing Jew, but he did have the Star of David all over his house. The Israeli flag is still hanging in his office. I go to church. Well, I've been going to church recently. My pastor has just been on this Israel tear where everything's about Israel, and I can't stomach it. I'm going to learn about Jesus and try to work on my faith.
This is a perfect point you make. That's what I'm saying is it's the whole thing's sick. You've got the Jews getting all radicalized, got everybody else getting, and it's like it's getting worse and worse.
No, and it's horrible because it's pitting everybody against each other. But all of my Jewish friends, I would say 95% of them, have a sour taste in their mouth. I would say within the last 2 years, with everything we've seen on our phones, with the what's going on in Gaza, everybody's sick to their stomach and tired of Israel. We're all getting tired of it. When Israel started attacking Iran, I'm like, who's the biggest Israel critic? So I started listening to Fuentes. I listen every single day now. I am a Jew for Jesus. I listen to Nick Fuentes. I am tired of these Republicans telling me how I have to be. I am tired of all of it. Look up my last name, Alex. Ask the people to look up my last name, Alberto Gutierrez. That I am not a liar. I am 100% honest. I have Jewish heritage. I am so against all of this. I am tired of Israel.
Dan, I appreciate your call. I'm not cutting you off because you're not saying important things. We got to get everybody here. Thank you. Isaac in Tel Aviv, who's Jewish. Go ahead, Isaac. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
I'm really worried that the main issue is Israel and the Muslims, and you got to pick us. The whole thing is disgusting, but the AIPAC is making it a lot worse. What do you think about what I've said?
So I think that free speech and is very, very important in America. But these influencers like Fuentes and Carlson, and they're like throwing gasoline on the fire, and it's turning everybody against us.
Let me ask you this. Do you think Josh Hammer saying we should deal with Tucker Carlson like a fox in the hen house and neutralize him, do you think that helps?
I think that's pretty provocative, but you look throughout history, and whenever this starts to happen, whenever, like, you go back to, like, Hitler and the Romans, and it's like, it's almost where once somebody starts talking about it, it kind of fuels the fire and promotes the anti-Semitism.
Well, I know from the history and even family that witnessed it that Hitler was a very bad guy. The Romans, anybody that opposed them, they burned everything down and killed everybody. So, okay, yeah, the Romans destroyed Jerusalem in 70 AD. They did that to a lot of people.
But do you think it's kind of obvious that...
No, but I just see these rabbis still bitching about, we're mad at Europe because the Romans did this. The Romans would go annihilate anybody got in their way. I mean, that's what they did.
Do you think that Europeans are kind of, it's in their genetics, though?
But that's where I was going. No, I don't think it's in Europeans' genetics. It's in everybody's genetics to be tribal. But that's where I was going with that, is that there's this thing, because I see that said by Josh Hammer. Oh, it's in the European DNA to hate Jews. No, it's in the European DNA and everybody else's DNA to want to run their own show. Thanks for the call. See, I'm just reading minds here, folks. This is just crazy. And he made some good points. And look, everybody has their own position. But Netanyahu's trying a hostile takeover of the Republican Party because the Democrats are done at this current point. And you can't deny that. And picking a fight with Tucker Carlson saying he is the new Hitler is not true. Yeah, I mean, here's Netanyahu can play it. Our eight-front war, we will stop the people criticizing us. Dude, you are... people are piling on now because everybody wants to be an edgelord. Everybody wants to do the big naughty thing. And so the naughtiest thing is that, you know, the thing you're not supposed to do is attack Israel. and then Israel saying, oh, yeah, you can't do that. You're like playing into it. Diffuse the whole situation. Stop every time somebody does an interview critical of Israel going completely ape. But I know you're not going to listen to me. So, okay, fine. Knock yourselves out. Let's go to Skeptic in Texas. Oh, no, no. We're taking these in the order. I'm taking the Jews first. We're discriminating here. We're getting the call here. I'll go to Skeptic later. I said we're going to first exhaust all the Jews on the board. Let me see here. Josh in Florida says he's Jewish. And then we got Tyrell. Okay. Let's go ahead and go to Josh in Florida who says he's Jewish. Go ahead. What's your take?
How are we doing, Alex? I'm pretty much agreeing with most of the things that you said so far, especially with the fact that the whole thing that calling everybody a Nazi and telling them and we're going to cancel you and we gotta deal with this guy like a hen, like a wolf and a hen, like that is very detrimental to the Jewish community, and especially with the whole atmosphere of what's going on right now, it is very detrimental and almost like a self-destruct button, if you ask me.
Well, I agree. And so let's talk about that. Why is that happening?
I feel like they're kind of losing a grip on, like, the media. You can see how Netanyahu has been speaking about how they're losing influence in the media, and they're throwing out $7,000 checks. God knows who's getting these checks, and it's just like they're so obsessed with this running the narrative and running the show and running the narrative, and it's very detrimental to.
But Josh, are you really Jewish?
Yeah, I am actually Jewish. I was born and raised Jewish. My parents are from Cuba. They fled Castro. My grandfather worked with the CIA and the Comando L.
So you're a Sephardic Jew.
Exactly. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So you get like you understand, like, I'm not, I literally don't want the paradigm to be pro-Jew, anti-Jew. I want to move on from it.
Yeah, it's kind of sickening at this point, honestly. It's like to the point where I'm conflicting with my father. My father's like, no, because Israel this and Israel. And I'm like, yeah, but we live in America. We don't live in Israel. I was born in America, raised in America. I've never even been to Israel. So why do we have to bend the knee and allow Israel to be in control of the media with what the narrative is getting ran?
And that's only who's in current control. Remember that.
Exactly.
It's literally Netanyahu who has a 15% approval rating. How is this happening?
I don't understand. Look,
here's the deal. Michael Savage is one of the smartest people I know. I mean, he created the whole supplement movement, everything. I mean, the guy's a genius, okay? He's totally pro-Israel, and he's like, this has got to stop months ago. Netanyahu has got to go. He can see where this goes. I'm literally am not against Israel, and I'm like saying, you need to stop.
It's getting to the point where, it's like I said, it's going to self-destruct. It's going to blow up on us.
To blow up on everybody.
Not me, on everybody, yeah, because it's like you said earlier, it's between the Muslims, the Jews, and then it's just like neither direction is going the right way.
And exactly, why is this the only issue? It because all these forces are pushing it towards a conflagration. Thanks for the call, brother. Good points. All right, let's go to Tyler in Florida, who says he's Jewish. Your take on what we've been saying, Tyler, or Tyrell? Sorry.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? I kind of, that little clip you showed earlier with Randy Fine, that man does not resent the Jewish community. And shout out to the Rumble chat. Woo!
Is that it? Okay. You're on air to millions of people. You got a point to make, and you just do a woo. Okay, I'm not mad at you. Just come on. All right. Said I'd go to the Jews first. I don't see anybody else being a self-proclaimed Jew here. So who's up next? Carlos has been a guest for over the 20 years. He's been involved in the highest levels of government corporations, really smart guy. We'll get his take right now. Carlos in Canada, you're on the air. What do you make of this?
Hi, Alex. Well, I was like first principles and simple things. So if you start at the beginning, Zionism is nationalism. Clearly, that's what it is. And Zionism, and when it becomes virulent, It's like nationalism when it's virulent. It just land becomes all important. The personality, the tribe, the religion, the political ideology, the end goals, sacrificing even morals for the end goals. Finally, the results are justified by the means, and the means justify the results. So you get into a vicious circle where psychologically the masses react in different directions, because when faced with nationalism, and I know from Spanish history what happens when it's like a fever that runs through a population, through a society, and it ends in brother killing brother. And I think it's very important that we cool down on this nationalism. Yeah, it was important for the Jewish people who were a religion to have a place to go back and call home. Fine. So that nationalism made it happen. It happened. Now, it's enough. The Resolution 181 in the United Nations that created the State of Israel, that nationalism that became a country, the people who signed and agreed to the borders of that country became sovereign. But the borders were defined clearly. They weren't all over the Middle East, all the way to, you know, Crimea or whatever, or Cyprus. It was clearly the line and defined. And in 1967, during the war, there was an occupation of other people's land in Syria and other places. And so when you realize it really is nationalism, cool down. Because if people don't cool down, Zionism and the virulent forms of it, and the very, very most scared people are the Jewish people. Do you realize that? Jewish Americans are terrified, Alex.
No, and that's what's been done on purpose by Netanyahu. He knows exactly what he's doing. Then he's the savior.
Yes, but just because you're the leader of a country and you're leading a nationalist movement, that doesn't mean that you can go and make all your allies cater to your interests.
Well, that's what he's doing. He's like annexing all the Jews of the world, saying, you work for me.
Yeah, that's right.
Hold on, we got to go to break. I want you to finish up, Carlos. Yeah, and it's horrible, and now it's front and center. Now they want Tucker Carlson. Now the Likudnik lobby that's got all the Jews, you know, scared, now wants to make the Republican Party. Ain't gonna happen. You're losing. Stop it. Pull back now. We'll be right back. Announcing, ladies and gentlemen, Ultra Methylene Red. Now, this bottle is three times the size of an Ultra Methylene Blue bottle, because it's to have the formula, you got to have a lot more stuff in it. But this, ladies and gentlemen, is amazing. And it just came in yesterday. I took it with the Methylene Blue. Incredible workout today. Clarity, focus. It is so amazing. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen. And it's available right now exclusively. Limited first run. A little more comes in a month, but they got a limited run. Chase, tell us about what is in Ultra Methylene Red.
So we are officially the first company through the Alex Jones Store that's ever even invented or launched something like this called Methylene Red. And just like you said, Alex, we have suppliers that we work with, manufacturers that we work with in Florida, Utah, Arizona, and other places. We reached out to all of them and we asked them for a formula that would super enhance the effects of methylene blue, but also work as a standalone product. I mean, just to give you an example, Alex, one of our best sellers when we were still operating the InfoWars store was Ultra 12. And this has everything that Ultra 12 had in it. 206,000% your daily value of vitamin B12 through methylcobalamin. So this is all backed by studies, by the way. We looked very carefully into this. The P5P form of B6 that cranks out GABA, serotonin, and dopamine like a neurotransmitter factory. It's got 5,000 micrograms of neurological B12 that regrows damaged nerve cells and shields your memory from the brain drain agenda from the globalists. But this is the most impressive compilation of ingredients that I've ever seen in a supplement.
That man, the back computer's picked up a transmission from Alex Jones, and he's holding some kind of red serum.
Indeed, that appears to be Ultra Methylene Red, a powerful supplement, perhaps too powerful if it were to fall into criminal hands.
Holy neurotransmitters, Batman. What if the Riddler gets a hold of it? He could outthink us for once.
Precisely why we must act swiftly, old chum. To the Batmobile.
There he is, Batman. What's red, bottled, and drives your brain batty with brilliance? Ultra Methylene Red, of course.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.